Hey, we're back with chat. Since you got so mad at me about an Canadian quiz, we decided to try an American quiz. Because we all know Chad is so smart, he graduated high school at 15. So let's find out. Can you identify the last state to join the United States? Do you want some options, Chad?
It should be Hawaii.
Hawaii, okay. I clicked on Hawaii. I don't know, it doesn't seem to highlight it. What, this quiz sucks. It's all right. It was on there. You were right. Who is the first president of the United States?
Oh, my God. George Washington.
This quiz sucks. When were women given the right to vote in the United States?
Oh, fuck. Like 1920-something?
You are correct. The U.S. is home to the largest office building in the world. Can you name it?
Oh, office building? What's the choices?
Pentagon, Sears Tower, Empire State Building, and the Plaza, which I don't know what that is. So I will take Sears Tower.
I'm going to say Empire State Building.
Empire State Building? Yeah, see, it doesn't... I click on these stupid quiz and it doesn't give me an answer. This doesn't make any sense.
Welcome to American Quiz. And you see how people graduate. So
yeah, I can get that. You know what? You keep ranting. I'm going to find a better quiz because this is terrible.
All right. So I had the other day, someone asked me, let's see, how I find my creativity or what expires, like it inspires me and stuff. Like, where do I find my stories and stuff? Where you get your ideas? It's weird, like, a lot of times I either get inspired from stories in my life or people I met. Usually, just when I go either to a coffee shop or drinking my coffee or going on walks, like, I usually come up with, like, some weird character or person that I run into. Like, today I was on my walk, and, like, we're in quarantine, and he's, like pre-freshman high school kids, you could tell they kind of sneaked off from their house, and you're like, they were being sneaky but not sneaky. It was like a boy and a girl. Like, you could tell they like each other and they're like flirting, and it was hella funny. I started laughing, and it gave me an idea for called Love in Quarantine or something, where these freshmen in high school or like about to go to high school trying to like survive quarantine, and they like each other and stuff. So But, did you find one finally?
I did. I found a quiz. You ready?
All right. Let's see if this one doesn't suck.
Okay, that one was terrible. Sorry, people. Which of the following presidents did not die in office? Zachary Taylor, Warren G. Harding, Grover Cleveland, William McGinty, and John F. Kennedy, and Abraham Lincoln. Well, two of those we know died in office, so you got a choice between three.
What was the three options again?
Harding, Cleveland, McGinty, Taylor.
Harding, I think.
Harding, okay. This one won't give you the answer until the end, so we have to wait. What is Susan B. Anthony known for?
Women's rights.
Oh, there you go. That is an answer.
Oh, that's what it is. Like, I'm just like, yeah, it's women's rights.
Which of the following states does not have any land that was acquired in the Louisiana Purchase? Missouri, Nebraska, Oklahoma, Mississippi.
That was it?
Was not.
And what was Nebraska?
Nebraska. Okay, I don't even know what the hell that is. But okay, if you say so. When was the attack on Pearl Harbor? And I'm not giving you a date because you should know these.
Should be December 7th, 1941. Yeah, I was going to say, I was going to say like 41 because the Spielberg movie.
That is an answer. You can have that one. Where was the first battle of the American Revolution? Since you've talked about love and history, you tell me. But I can give you options if you want.
Yeah, give me the options on that one. I'm like,
Lexington and Concord, Yorktown, Trenton, Saratoga, White Plains, and Utah Springs. Utah Springs?
No. Not Utah Springs. I'm going to say Lexington and Concord.
Okay, the first one. Got it. Click. All right, here we go. Now I got to click on the next. Oh, what U.S. city is to host the Olympics? What was the first U.S. city to host the Olympics? L.A., NYC, St. Louis, or Atlanta?
L.A.
You should know. You're probably there. You know, you're like 8 years old on a field trip. Okay, here we go. What was the first mission to successfully land on the moon? Do you want the options?
Yeah, give me the options.
Apollo 1, Apollo 8, Apollo 11, Apollo 13, Apollo 14, Apollo 18.
Apollo 8,
yeah.
I think.
Oh, well, I don't know. You're good.
I would think successfully land on the moon, I'm going to say Apollo 8. I know that might be wrong.
What is the oldest institution of higher learning in the United States? William & Mary, Princeton, Harvard, or Yale, or Cornell, or Georgetown?
What's the highest?
Highest learning in the oldest institution of higher learning. So what's the oldest university, pretty much? You took history.
I know. I'm going to say Georgetown.
I will pick Princeton or Harvard, I would say. Oh, here's a question I do not know the answer to. Who is the second president of the United States? Well, we know it's not Washington.
No, I know that, but it's like...
John Adams, Quincy, Madison, or Jefferson? And it's not Jefferson.
I think it's Adams.
I think you're right.
But originally, it was because he was supposed to be the first president, but they wanted someone who was a general.
How many years is 87 years ago? 23, 27, 87, 107, 207, or 407.
I have no idea. That one I'm like, don't know.
I'm going to go with 23. What is the First Amendment? Freedom of speech, right to bear arms, right to remain silent. That's the fifth.
Freedom of speech. Freedom of speech.
See, I knew that one.
Yeah, that was like, that's like, because they're doing that shit now in California.
Last question. How would you rate this quiz? I loved it. It was pretty okay, not great.
It was okay.
Like, and let's see how we did, people. Homeschool Chad. And hold tight. Why am I holding tight? Like, this should take 2 seconds to tell me my answers. You got five.
Five out of how many?
11.
What?
You stink. You're going back to school. You'll have 2 minutes left, Chad.
2 minutes. Okay, this is a good question. Like, I know this. So if the president of the United States and the vice president were both killed in office, who's the third person in line?
That speech guy.
Speaker of the House.
Speaker
right.
of the House. See? I knew that one.
I was like, everyone doesn't know that. Even my... one of my besties, I've known her for years, and she's from Honduras. And I was sitting there, and I'm like, and she's like, I was talking about the government, like, and she's like, oh, Speaker of the House. I was like, nice, because like she got a promotion, and she's like, I'm the third manager at the grocery store now, and I'm like, oh, cool. And she's like, yeah, I'm the Speaker of the House, so the other two managers die.
I have a question.
Sure.
Have you ever seen a $2 U.S. currency bill?
Yes. Quite a few times, actually.
I've been looking for one for years. I want one. I've never seen one.
Yeah, it's like, it comes in circulation that usually you see in bigger cities like L.A. I've seen L.A. and San Francisco, sometimes Sacramento, but they're very rare. A lot of people try to save them because they could, like, because they go to antique road shows or something because they don't make it all the time.
No, I just want one. Now, how do you feel being a – I don't know how to use the proper term. You're from Sacramento, but do you guys are called something?
No, I'm like, I'm from the Bay Area. Like, I'm right in between Sacramento and San Francisco, but I'm more of like Bay Area. Sacramento's more towards Upper Valley.
You know, I have no idea where you are, right? I know where San Francisco is. I might have an idea.
It's going to explode. But no, I'm towards the Bay Area.
Okay. You can still answer this question. How do you feel that 3 movie theaters have opened now in Sacramento?
The drive-ins?
Nope. Actual walk-in theaters.
Walk-in theaters in Sacramento now?
Yes.
Before?
Right now. 3 were open this weekend. Last weekend.
Really? I don't even know about that. Like,
hang on. How am I knowing about your news and you don't know? And this is your state.
Dude, I try to avoid reading the news because I just cannot stand Newsom and Garcetti. And like, I try to stay away from because everyone tries to, like, make a big thing about it. It becomes like political. I don't know. Like if it was, I would say either the Crest and then the Tower Theater. But that don't make sense. I can think drive-ins. I think are the ones that are open. Nope.
They open three theaters. Are allowed to open theaters now in Sacramento.
Wow, I didn't know that one. But I also live in LA, so I'm in a war zone.
Okay. Now, do you feel, if you have 1 minute left, do Canadians know more about Americans, or do Americans know more about Canadians?
Canadians probably know more about Americans because they always cross our border, stealing our entertainment. You're like, watch out, Jews.
What entertainment are we stealing?
Because if you think about it, like a lot of comedians are from Canada. You have Lorne Michaels, John Candy.
Dead.
Like a lot of people like
Jim Carrey. Michael J. Fox.
Michael J. Fox. Shaking Michael J. Fox. a lot of people probably confirmed me there. Same like 8 Mil. He has good days before noon. But
even I don't know your address, so then we have problems. Maybe they can send you an email.
Right. let's see. But yeah, no, it's I must say Canadians probably know way more than Americans.
Okay, Chad, go learn some more about Canada and your own country, obviously, since you can't pass the quiz. Goodbye.
People of Mexico.
Now it's time for some more people to claim they know Chad. And now we're here with Nick, our first guest on 20 Minutes with Chad.
Woo!
Nick, what's up, dog?
What's up, man? How's it going?
All right, give us a little rundown of what you do, who you are.
Well, my name is Niklas from Stockholm, Sweden. I was in LA before I was working with Chad on a couple of short films as a DP. I've done a bunch of work, both like producing, directing, DPing, assistant camera, gaffer, key grip, like fucking everything. So now, right now I'm just trying to get a lot of work as a DP.
Sorry, before I let Chad talk and not be able to talk, were you also the lunch lady too that brought Chad lunch and like smoothies?
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
Were you the lunch lady that bring Chad smoothies and iced tea and pat his brow down when he gets hot?
Oh, hell no. I made Chad my bitch on set.
So what is it like working with me?
Sometimes a lot of fun, and sometimes a fucking pain in the ass. Because, like, for instance, on that, when we're shooting Chick, Please, like, you and Shane had a really such a good connection, especially when you guys were improvising, that it was really difficult to hold in the laughter. But also, when you refuse to take off those sunglasses off, because I told you, like, I can see the reflection of the lights in the sunglasses. Can we please take off? Like, no, 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 I need to have them off. I was like, fuck you, Chad, fuck you.
I'm a diva on set, you know. I don't have people in my eye line. I want cold water, you know. I'm pretty bougie on set. We know quarantine is a global pandemic with COVID-19 and everything. So is Sweden quarantined like the rest of us?
Technically, yes, but there are still a lot of people that does go outside from time to time. Like if they want to just go on a walk, or if they need to go to the gym, or they want to go buy groceries, whatever. But people are still very cautious to make sure that they do keep like the social distancing thing and always make sure they got hand sanitizers and not coughing in anybody's general direction, stuff like that. So people do still go outside from time to time, mm-hmm. Not as much as before, but people are still like trying to be respectful to each other.
Well, and Niklas, now that you know Chad, you've been practicing 6 feet away from him for years, haven't you?
Sorry, come again.
Oh, my God. You don't do these jokes again every time.
Keep breaking up.
After you met Chad, you've been practicing social distancing for years now, 6 feet away from him.
Yeah, pretty much.
okay, so let's see. Let's talk outside of film stuff. What was the worst job ever outside of film business, besides working with me? What was the worst job you ever had outside of film?
was my very first job I ever had was as a backbar worker at a nightclub. Like, that, I never want to work at a nightclub ever again. Like, nightclubs are fucking disgusting, and people are such pigs in nightclub. Like, oh my god, some of the stuff that I had to clean up after were fucking disgusting. I still have nightmares about it still to this day.
Like what?
Like what? Give us an example.
Well, for example, you know, one of the worst things that ever happened at the nightclub was that one guy got a bottle at the back of his head. And was like blood everywhere, and like ambulance and police came and all that stuff. And after the ambulance came and took him away to the hospital, there was still like the massive pile of blood right on the floor. And my boss would just like hand me over to him, and gave me a mop and like, have fun.
Oh,
I thought I had bad jobs. Holy crap. So what profession or career, other than your own right now, like in the film business, would you like to attempt?
Well, I was going in a little bit in the direction of football coaching for a while. Like, I was a youth football coach for about a year that I just recently stopped doing.
Football, you mean by soccer, right? For our American audience, you mean soccer.
The real,
right?
European football.
Hold on, Chad. Nicholas, tell them the real reason they finally did a background check on you is why you had to stop doing it.
I don't know if I have an answer to that. I actually don't know. Like, background checks are not really a Swedish thing. That's a very American thing, I think. I really don't know how to answer that.
Okay, So do you have any weird phobias that people don't know about you?
Heights.
Heights? Oh.
I fucking hate heights, man. Like, even if I made going on a plane to fly over, whether it was between Sweden and the States or something like that, like, I will get on the plane, but as soon as I feel the plane lifting up, I'm just like, I'm getting fucking tense.
Yeah, I have some weird phobias. Like, my biggest phobia is, like, a horde of midgets. Midgets scared me. Like, I was at a car box one time, and it was like a bunch of them, like a horde of them, like six of them with even a midget dog, man. I was traumatized for life, bro.
A little chihuahua?
Yeah, dude. And it was yappy, too, and I'm sitting there, I'm like, what is this, like the Oompa Loompa convention was happening, or Game of Thrones? Like, Lannister, I'm like, what, like, type, like, I'm just like, oh my god, midgets, like, I start getting, like, panic attacks, and people look at me like, oh my god, what's wrong? They're like, little sausage fingers, just like, yeah. It's like, ugh.
And I did actually date a girl once who was, like, right on the edge of being classified as a midget.
Oh, geez.
Like, she was super, she was super short, but she wasn't, like, that short. She was still, like, considered just a very short person, but it was like right there on the edge.
Almost. I don't know. There's something about it. Like, I always have nightmares. Like especially like midget clowns, and I have like a phobia of antique furniture, antique stores. I don't know why. It's just I have some weird phobias, man. It's crazy. Let's see. What pet peeves do you have? What annoys the crap out of you? The biggest one. That's not film related, just in life.
Just in life?
Yeah.
Oh, my.
You got a long list
of parents. When people act before they think, that pisses me off so much.
Well, that pretty much describes my life.
I fucking hate that. Like, you're walking around and you do something that's really fucking stupid, and then go like, yeah, that was a pretty stupid idea. I'm just like, no fucking shit, Sherlock. You can see that 100 miles away, it was a fucking retarded thing to do. Like, why the fuck would you do that?
Right? Oh, I usually just do stupid stuff that, like, get a reaction out of people, because that's always fun. I'm like, I was at a grocery store the other day, and this is before, like, masks are required in grocery stores, and, like, I have really bad allergies since everything is, like, blooming right now. Like, it's really bad. And I sneeze so hard with like one of those sneak attack sneeze, and I'm like 6 feet away and whatever not. And this chick in gloves and masks, this was before I was required at grocery stores, she looked at me like I like kicked her puppy across the floor or something. And I'm like, and I looked at her like, man, sorry, this Rona is a bitch. And she starts freaking out. And I was just like, wow. But I was just like, but I started laughing because people just take it so, like, this was before anything. And I'm like, die laughing, like, ugh. But I do shit like that all the time just to get, like, a reaction out of people. I was like, that's just, I just love it. Doesn't matter if I believe it or not, but getting a reaction, that's just me, how I always do it. So let's see what's, okay, so what profession or career would you not like to do outside of filmmaking?
I would not like to do.
Yes.
Probably something in healthcare. Like, because, like, me and studying medicine and stuff like that is just, like, no. That's just a big no. Those were my worst subjects at school. I hate it every single second. I feel like, I just don't understand this. Like, what the hell am I looking at? So probably, like, some sort of, like, medical field career, it would be a big no-no for me.
So science is not it.
Yeah. It was just not for me at all.
Like, I did science. Like, science was okay. I was okay with science. I was okay with, math. But let's wrap this up a little bit. Time is running out. Let's see. What do you prefer the most for streaming? Netflix, Amazon Prime, or Hulu?
Netflix.
Hang on.
Like, I don't even have Amazon Prime or Hulu. I just use Netflix all the time.
What about Tubi TV?
Sorry?
What about Tubi TV, Chad?
I don't even use that.
It's free.
I know, but why do you use that? It has ads.
It's free. I don't care. Free's free.
I'm bougie. I live in LA. All right, Nicholas, thank you for being on today, man. Stay safe and sweet and okay, and get some IKEA meatballs on me, all right?
I will not, because those are the fake gross stuff. I'll get some real stuff. But thank you and take care.
Thanks for coming on, Nick. Bye-bye.